The Vatican has announced the retirement of Philadelphia's Archbishop Cardinal Justin Regali. Late in his career, Cardinal Regali's archdiocese faced multiple allegations of a long-running sex abuse cover-up. For more details on this retirement and what it means, we're joined by the Philadelphia Inquirer's religion reporter, David O'Reilly. And David, there's no official position on the connection between Cardinal Regali's retirement and sex abuse scandals. They say he's just getting old.
Well, he passed his retirement age in April of last year. He turned 75, submitted a letter of resignation, and then, as most men in his position do, they sit and wait for Rome to tell them it's time to step aside. And it typically takes about a year and a half, especially when you're a cardinal. We just got word last week that, we were hearing rumors for the past several weeks that change was coming. A number of names were being tossed around, and just yesterday we were able to confirm that Archbishop Chaput of Denver will succeed him.
We're speaking with the Philadelphia Inquirer's religion reporter David O'Reilly about the retirement of Cardinal Justin Regali of Philadelphia. So at this point, what do we know about his replacement and what reasons he was chosen?
Chaput is a very articulate, very forceful, sort of evangelical-style Catholic archbishop. He also enjoyed some reputation in Denver as being aggressive when it came to sex abuse problems, removing priests very quickly. So he earned the sort of respect of both liberals and conservatives as someone aggressive on this topic, and therefore a good candidate to succeed Regali. And whether Regali's removal is linked to the embarrassments of the grand jury report here, Rome isn't saying, but we think that that's probably an important reason why they chose Chaput.
So do you think that, Justin Regali may honestly be retiring because of his age, he's 76 now, right?
Correct.
His replacement appears to be a response to the community there in Philadelphia. And what is their response to his chosen successor?
Well, it's all slow, but we did have some reporters out talking to Catholics yesterday, and we did detect some people saying that they thought it was time, but that Regali stepped aside. They just felt we had one person who said quite articulately, leaving Mass at the cathedral, so you can tell he's pretty devout Catholic, said it's just simply time we had somebody take us in a new direction.
And there's good evidence that the new cardinal will take it in a new direction?
We think so. Everyone I spoke to says he's a very dynamic guy. Somebody described him as a real in-your-face kind of church leader who's going to be telling Catholics this is what it means to live out your life as a Catholic. And he's going to be very specific. He's going to be using the media. I think I'm going to work harder than I've had in my 16 years as religion reporter with this guy. But he should be an exciting and dynamic figure that you guys will be hearing about and probably much of the country will be hearing about as the years go by.
Well, the era of Cardinal Justin Regali ends in Philadelphia with his retirement today, and a new era begins, hopefully putting to bed the unrest in the community because of the sex abuse scandals there. David O'Reilly is the religion reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.